KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Bail has been set at $5 million for a Western Iowa woman accused of killing a romantic rival last seen alive more than 4 years ago in Omaha. 41-year-old Shanna Golyer of Persia is charged with first-degree murder. Her bail was set during a hearing Tuesday inside the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. Prosecutors say that Golyer killed Carrie Farver of Macedonia, who was 37 when she was reported missing in November of 2012. Golyer's attorney is James Martin Davis. He said Tuesday there is no confession, no body, no murder weapon, and no sufficient showing of blood that there was a death that even took place. Prosecutors say Golyer and Farver had dated the same man and that Golyer tried to cover up the killing by posing online as Farver. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Atlantic woman had been arrested last Friday on drug charges. 22-year-old Maisie Cheryl Williams was taken into custody on a Sheriff's Office warrant for felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Williams was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $50,000 bond. Also last Friday, 18-year-old Brittany Marie Chase of Oakland was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Chase was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on her own recognizance. And on December 20th, Cass County deputies arrested 27-year-old Andrew Bennett Leeper of Adair on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for OWI first offense. Leeper was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $1,000 bond. Several thousand dollars in damage was done to vehicles in Harlan over this past weekend. Officials at the Harlan Police Department said yesterday that someone apparently used a BB or pellet-type gun to break seven vehicle windows over the weekend at various locations in the community. The damage was estimated at $3,000 altogether. Anyone with information about any of the incidents is asked to call the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. Shelby County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for those incidents. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday they arrested on December 21st 32-year-old Anthony Kester of Harlan. Kester was taken into custody on an active Shelby County warrant, charging him with theft in the fifth degree. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail. And on December 20th, a criminal complaint was sent to the Shelby County Clerk of Court requesting a warrant be issued for Carlos Fonseca Tremenio, charging him with violation of a no-contact order. Tremenio allegedly sent Facebook messages to a woman from Harlan. There is a no-contact order in place between that woman and Fonseca Tremenio. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a 2006 Hyundai Sonata that had been reported stolen December 16th from outside a residence in Lorimore was recovered Monday in Adair County. No other details were immediately available on where the vehicle was found, its condition, or if there are any suspects in the case. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 33-year-old Stephen Lewis Ellings of Neola was arrested at around 2 a.m. Tuesday for domestic assault with injury, child endangerment without injury, and obstruction of emergency communications. Authorities say Ellings and his girlfriend had been involved in a domestic disturbance at a residence in the 30,000 block of Magnolia Road. Ellings' 36-year-old girlfriend suffered apparent minor injuries during the incident. The report said Ellings was apparently intoxicated at the time of his arrest. A man booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail was charged with criminal mischief in the second degree Saturday afternoon. Sheriff's officials in Pott County say 20-year-old Ben Lean of Council Bluffs allegedly caused nearly $7,000 in damage to the jail facility. Windows, a video visitation booth, a hanging mirror, sprinkler head, and clock were damaged during the incident. And 22-year-old Tyler John Wright of Council Bluffs was arrested just before 6 a.m. Sunday in Pottawatomie County on a charge of OWI first offense. That after a jail employee found a vehicle in a ditch at around 5 a.m. in the vicinity of 240th Street and Highway 92. The employee told dispatchers the driver of the 2016 Buick Verano, later identified as Wright, appeared to be intoxicated. In our funeral announcements, Ruth Dinison, age 93, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Harlan, died December 19th. Funeral services for Ruth Dinison will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Edward Fisher III, age 60, of Harlan, died December 15th. A memorial service for Edward Fisher III will be today at 1:30 at Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Alfred Olson, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Alfred Olson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Figenbutz, age 94, of Elliott, died Friday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Figenbutz will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Robert Kramer, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Robert Kramer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lois Hildebrand, age 85, of Oakland, died Sunday at Jennyette Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lois Hildebrand will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Laura Nickel, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Laura Nickel will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center, with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Darwin Hardesty, age 89, of Corning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Darwin Hardesty will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Maxine Hylison, age 87, of Irwin, died Monday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Maxine Hylison will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Irwin Church of Christ. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Schumacher, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for John Schumacher will be Friday at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. David Anthony Doherty III of Atlantic and formerly of Elliott died Monday. Funeral services for David Doherty III will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Thomas Tom Merritt, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Tom Merritt will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dolores Weisenborn, age 84, of Sac City, died Tuesday at Loring Hospital in Sac City. Funeral services for Dolores Weisenborn will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Sac City. The Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Sac City has arrangements. And Lewis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Lewis Chapman are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.